Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I had several guests lined up for the show today, and I canceled them. They were lined up a few days ago. Because I want to give you a chance to respond to the world news, the plunge of the dollar, what's happening with the stock market, what's happening with the buildup for war with Iran. Of course, the college shooting, the victim disarmament display of domestication and cowardice by the police and everyone else involved. The new horrible global drumbeat for victim disarmament. And all the evidence does point towards some type of at least provocateur or black op situation with this. The toll-free number to join us on air, and we will talk about any issue you want, but obviously you're going to want to be talking about the shooting. We will take a lot of your calls for the full 3 hours. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We need to get out ahead of the gun grabber propaganda. Paul Watson and Gun Owners of America and others have written excellent articles. I've contributed to, of course, the Prison Planet article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. You better fight for the Second Amendment's life and get up there and get those articles because they're hardcore. They spell out the facts. I also have, the 14 myths of gun control here in front of me as well. I want to go over those. You need to get them out to everybody. In fact, up on my MySpace account, somebody posted those. They're pretty good. It's MySpace/, InfoWarrior. There's a link to it up on InfoWars.com if you can't find it. We better go on every message board, every mainstream message board, every MySpace account. We better call into every talk radio show because I'm actually concerned. I think they're going in for the big one this time. I watched Fox News off and on for a couple hours yesterday. I saw repeated calls for gun control. On Fox, there was an FBI agent, everybody was freaking out in the office. I walked in. I missed it. They all repeated that they had an FBI agent on Wolf Blitzer. Did you see it? They would have re-aired Wolf Blitzer, and I could have taped it, but it was live coverage into the wee hours, so they didn't re-air it. And the FBI agent was saying, well, we've got to give up our liberties now and get rid of the Second Amendment. And it was, oh, yes, just like with 9/11, we've got to get rid of the Bill of Rights now. The world has changed. Doesn't matter if many more people drowned or many more people die in automobile accidents, many more people, doesn't matter. They're going to hype this. They're going to milk it for everything it's worth. They're going to be copycats. They've shut down St. Edward's University, where my sister goes to college. My 15 years younger than me, and she's already in college. They've shut it down because of a bomb threat. Copycats will call it in. You'll probably have real shooters now, but they won't be the government black op type where they kill 35 people and injure another 20 or so. It'll, they'll be killed 2 or 3 here. In fact, I would look for copycat shootings in the next week. There'll probably be 3 or 4, and then in a month there'll be a bunch of copycat shootings. I pretty much you can guarantee there'll be copycat shootings. Probably by the end of the day. Americans have gone from being the most aggressive and the most intelligent people in the world, even foreign historians marveled at it, full of courage, full of vitality, electric in the eyes, electric sparks in the eyes, they lined up, just like at Columbine and everywhere else, and they let this piece of filth go down the line, shooting them in the head. I mean, let me just give people gun-wielding thugs a little checklist. You pull one on me and I'm not armed, I'm going to charge you. Or I'm going to, try to jump through a window or run. I mean, but knowing the way I am, I'll just, I just can't help myself. If something scares me, I immediately attack. It's almost a weakness. People know that's how I am. I had a individual close to me in my office engaging in a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to have to sue him now and go after him, and, that's just and everything else. I mean, that's just who I am. It's what I am. You attack me, you will be attacked back. And I cannot believe that that's what's happened in this country. I'm going to go over all of it. We're going to take your calls. We're going to cover it all. Stay with us. after a year in production and traveling.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-
news? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We are now into the first hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Jeffrey, Skio, Eric, Joe, Dave, everybody, we're going to be taking your calls throughout the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231. We'll get right into the shooting, the aftermath, the attack on the Second Amendment. Coming up, though, I've got to cover other news here, not just this one issue. They've now dropped for now the hearings against Alberto Gonzalez. And it looks like this will now have that story recede to the background, and he'll probably end up staying in power. Alberto, I love torture. Gonzalez, Bush is above the law. Gonzalez, now it looks like it's going to skate free. Boy, I tell you, that shooting sure came at the right time, didn't it? With all the black op drills and the loudspeakers just being put in, and 2+ hours before they put out the word that there'd been a shooting. And all the rest of it, and the cops sitting there for hours. It's just the way it always works, isn't it? Right on time, coming up on the Columbine anniversary in a few days, coming up on the Waco anniversary and the Oklahoma City anniversary. Rush Limbaugh has said, but we already know, that Hillary is going to be the next president. He said a, quote, 80% chance that it's going to be Hillary as the next president. And he should know his boss, who created him, Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, is the chief strategist behind Hillary. And they've been having meetings secretly for 4 years. That came out in the New York Observer a couple years ago. And Rupert Murdoch is quietly behind her campaign, and you see the neocons only giving her attention and now kind of puffing her up and pushing her and attacking the other Democrats. So the Clintons' vacation with the Bushes, folks, just like the Bushes' vacation with the Bin Ladens, in the words of FBI agent Robert Wright, as well as Judicial Watch head Larry Klayman. And Rush Limbaugh, the fake conservative, is there to give her the attention, and there to tell you that she's the woman. She's not the man. She's the woman. And we're in deep trouble. That's really all I can tell you. It doesn't matter if it's George Bush, Jeb Bush. It doesn't matter if it's any of these Mitt Romney. It doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama. It doesn't matter who it is. Newt Gingrich. It's just they're all horrible. They're all elitist. They all work for the same people, and they all hang out together and go and hang and in the same golfing buddies, and they just laugh at us. It's a big giant joke. And now the Republicans in Fox News and others are getting behind man-made global warming. Newt Gingrich is supporting global taxation. Schwarzenegger is. It's total disaster. And they're making a move. You didn't just think we'd sit here. I just don't even know what to say anymore. You don't just think as a society we could just sit here and not be involved in politics and not be truly informed and live in a free society. So a British pound breaks through the $2 mark per pound, and the dollar is just continuing its spiral downward with inflation out of control and everything else. It's just absolutely horrible. The Daily Texan reported on BYU physics professor that was at a UT event here over the weekend, Professor Stephen Jones. We've been so busy in the last 2 weeks since he broke the news here on this show about the particles he was able to get from Ground Zero remains that showed clear thermate residue in the little globules of melted steel that had turned into a alloy. And it's just unbelievable information. We haven't had time to write that article yet because they've been too busy writing 3-4 articles a piece a day on all the other breaking news. But somebody ought to go listen to that interview Stephen Jones did here 2 weeks ago, and because it's just more evidence of the thermate being used as one of the explosive elements. We're not saying that's all that was used. There was also some more conventional plastic explosives clearly being used as well. Also, we'll get more into the housing slump. There's a lot of freaking out by the New York Times and others that it's hurting the precious illegal aliens, not that it's hurting U.S. citizens. For illegal immigrants, housing slump takes toll. Also, another truck rolled over full of illegal aliens plowing through people. We'll be getting into that. And again, nothing even against these people. The point is they're above the law because the system wants to incentivize third world population streaming here by hook or by crook to destroy any middle class and destroy the wage base. All right, I said I'd get into the shootings. That's just some of the news that's coming up. What do I say about this? Number one, we've got these clips we're going to play again today of the gun confiscation and some clips we haven't played before, I found. The clips of where the U.S. Army, led by the FBI, came into the high and dry areas and confiscated homeowners' guns and kicked them out of their houses. But the Bob Woodward piece that he did, he's sitting there for ABC News going, the police and military weren't using force. Then they shows them slamming them down into the concrete and handcuffing them in their homes or on their front porches. It's just such semantical deception in everything. You can't even just talk about a report without having to stop the report every 5 seconds to analyze the twisting, the spin, the lies you just heard. But I guess Mr. Woodward then went off to Iraq after his gun confiscation piece and got his face blown off. Hey, at least he believes in it, believes in his New World Order. So, you know, he put his money where his mouth was. You got to respect that. But the troops you see on these videos are anathema to America. They are enemies of the Republic. They are traitors of the first degree. And if you don't know that, you haven't read the Founding Fathers, you haven't read the Federalist, the Anti-Federalist, you haven't read why this war started for liberty, how this country was born out of attempts to take our firearms. And I assure the scumbags in government and all the control freaks and all the king's horses and all the king's men that you will not get our guns. And if 1% of us fight you when you come for them, that's over 1.5 million combatants, and we're going to kick your butt. Of course, we know what cowards you are. You can't even go in and get one little punk while he's inside a dorm shooting a bunch of kids that followed your orders to their death, just sat there like rabbits when a coyote comes up on them, just squealing and rolling around on their backs. Yeah, it's a good testament to what America's been turned into. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, somebody walked in there with a gun, every man in that room would have charged him and run him over. He might have shot one or two in the chest, the shoulder. One person might have even died. But that person with that gun would have died, too. They'd have beat him to death. This wasn't back when Americans shot their mouths off and acted tough, either. It was back when we still had testosterone. It was back before men drank out all these plastics, which, by the way, have estrogen in them. Every man's got elevated estrogen. I'm not as manly as men used to be. We are being engineered into weaklings, absolute pieces of effeminate filth. And I'm sick of it! In fact, there were people that tried to do mass shootings 30, 40, 50 years ago. And you'd get four or five people, man, but they rush you. And people, it wasn't even courage. People ran up against people. People were ready to get in a fight. It's like our founders. They were ready to take on, you know, there were battles where there'd be 60,000 British troops, ladies and gentlemen, against 9,000 American troops. And you know what? We lost almost every one of those battles. But at the end, we won. Because we were willing to put it on the line and just keep pounding their heads until they backed off. It's the willingness to die that gives you freedom. It's the willingness to get in a fight. It's the willingness to take people on and be a man that makes you a man. Being a man is about your guts. It's about what's in you. You don't become a man by having a bunch of skull tattoos and strutting around sticking your chest out. You become a man because you love your family and you love your country and you've tuned in to the instincts to be a defender and a warrior who protects your tribe. And to see my fellow Americans turn into jellyfish makes me sick. It makes me want to throw up. What have we turned into? What have we become? I'm going to play some Johnny Cash, go out of break, come back, get into the news, take your calls. Lots of calls today. Just watching all those fat-bellied cops. They were just as cowardly as those students. Good God.
For a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. My goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Well, what do you know? 33 dead at the hands. One of these foreigners came here to suck off what's left of the corpse of this country. But I say, what's it matter? It's a degenerate, bygone nation anyways. A fallen titan, overrun with scum everywhere. Yeah, it's shattered all right. Let's just play some of this. Notice that. They had a shooting there last year with weird involvement of former military people. There's a big military training camp and ROTC there on the base. The SWAT teams had drills on that very building in the last week. Bomb threats, all the rest of it. They wait 2 hours before this guy supposedly goes on his second leg of a shooting spree. Then they tried to claim it might be two shooters or two separate events trying to spin that. This has every fiber of my gut, just like on 9/11, tells me this is a black op. And frankly, I'm so sick of covering this stuff, I don't even want to walk through the reasons why. We're going to let you, the listeners, give us your take. And he might just be some, I guarantee you he's on some serotonin reuptake inhibitor. There always are. I've never seen it where they're not. He probably played violent shoot-em-up video games 5-6 hours a day. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. That's always the same. Go look at the past cases. You know, I've been here many times covering this. This is always the same. They're always, 15 to 25, except maybe in the case of Buford Furrow or Larry Ashbrook. And he'll probably be under some weird government psychiatrist care. And he probably didn't do most of the shooting. And, of course, the cops always hold back. You know, Columbine, 4 hours, 15 minutes. This was only 2 hours and something here. But then they still ran around for a couple hours after that. I mean, again, all of these cops who look like complete dunces in all of this Rambo outfits. But they're not men, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you look at them, look at their eyes. Most of those cops were, I just wanted to literally wring their necks. And I don't mean that literally. I just wanted to slap them around. And just say, I mean, but again, they're commanders. I knew it. There was the police chief, this effeminate bag of trash, and that pathetic little soft-spoken with all his Delphi technique talking to us like we're five-year-olds. But they go to school for that, folks. They openly talk about how they lie to us. Up there giving a line of bull, the governor calling in from Japan with a line of bull, sitting there about, you know, the school did a good job. Let me tell you something, folks. When they go find a couple dead bodies with their heads splattered all over the wall, and they didn't evacuate that dorm, and they didn't get police all over the place right then, when they'd already had a school shooting there, black op, black op, black op, black op. And they always hold the cops back. They don't let them in for hours. But again, in the past, you couldn't hold the police back. By the way, it was the same thing with the Texas Ranger. It was a police officer at the time, Mr. Martinez. Ranger Ray Martinez, and the janitor that helped him, the white janitor, when they went up and took that guy out, he just handed a shotgun to the janitor. When they went up there and took out the tower shooter, the Marine Corps sniper, which had mind control written all over it. Have you studied that one? Oh, my God. That was one of your friends. They were real up when the program was really being studied then. He kept wondering why nobody called him. Nobody was on the radio saying respond. He drove from all the way in South Austin over there. He was at home having lunch. He was off duty. He drove all the way over there, went up the tower, and took that guy out. But see, I mean, you couldn't stop some of the police back then from doing it. Nowadays, they just sit around all their combat gear, a bunch of pathetic cowards.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gentlemen. All right, we've got Jeffrey, Dave, Rick, a bunch of people hung up, Skio, Eric, and others. I'm going to get to your calls here, but what do you expect me to do here while this is happening? Wide open phones throughout the show. I will, you know what, I'll take calls, I'll settle down, and then I'll detail all this as calmly as I can. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Prisonplanet.tv and infowars.net, as well as jonesreport.com. All those sites have a lot of the similar news, but each one every day has four or five things, sometimes 10, 20 things, that are just on that site. So a reason to check them all out. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in New Orleans. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank thank you. While the shooting business has dominated the headlines, the Food and Drug Administration is throwing a double whammy at us. The regulation that is proposed is numbered 246 letter D-0480. It is a regulation that will shut down orange juice plants, apple juice plants, makers of vibrating massagers and other devices, and if they are used as proposed cures for diseases, and declare all these materials to be drugs of all things.
No, I know. They're moving ahead right now with attacking the vitamins, mainline vitamins, and they'll use some example of quack cure-alls that are being, you know, going on. But the evil of the government taking control is a billion times worse than, you know, buyer beware with a few quack things that are out there that they use as case point examples. But then they want to literally, as they've done in Europe, start restricting vitamin C.
That's correct. And, of course, I called their 800 number, 888-463-6332. They referred me to a number with an area code 301. You dial that second number, and you put your opposition to this 246 letter D0480 on their voicemail and let them know before April the 30th. Well, that's the time we have to stop them.
But the government just acts like they have the comment period. That's like a big joke. But I appreciate your call, Jeffrey. At least they know when you call, though, that you're not for it. I mean, that's really how they gauge the propaganda, to see how what your feedback is, and they use that as data to then go have the PR firms decide how to attack us better. Every time you call for freedom and liberty and sovereignty, they just hire more police and paramilitary training in black uniforms to stomp around. More cameras go up. Hey, we don't like what you're doing. We may have to ban free speech. We're building FEMA camps. I mean, you know, the government's gone. The country's gone. We have to admit that to then set about getting it back. Some people get offended when I say that. The country's been gone since 1913. They've just been bringing us deeper and deeper into hell ever since. And until we realize just how bad it is, we can't set about getting it back, okay? Now, it lives in you, it lives in me, the republic is here, the liberty, the freedom. But we have to address that this giant superstructure all around us is a total fraud. And until people really get that burned in their head, I mean, you know the liberal and conservative thing's fake, you know it's a fraud, everybody knows that deep down, but you've got to really consciously get it and really put it into action. 24 billion in fake news, I kept saying 1.6, 1.8, that was one package buy. I counted up just the stuff I could find on Google, mainstream articles about different propaganda packages. You know how many reporters they can buy? I mean, the Defense Department, the CIA, the Justice Department approaches reporters and goes, here's a half mil, here's 200 grand, here's 300 grand. These are the type of packages per reporter, per year. Sometimes per issue. There were some reporters that came out that were on getting 5-6 paychecks. You have to realize how far gone it is, folks. It's unbelievable. Of course they're running black ops. Of course they're... I mean, this is how they operate. They're not playing games. Joe in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead. I guess you're not there, Joe. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Listen, about that shooting in Virginia, I think something they might have overlooked. They said the gunman only had two handguns, a 9mm and a 22. And I tell you what, it's very hard to even kill animals, let alone people, with that kind of... And he'd had to fire 60 shots to kill 32 plus himself and wound 26. So I think you already know the story's bogus.
It's total bull. Look, I mean, there's so much. I literally for the next week could just sit down and write a 100-page article and do nothing. But I've got to go make a film. I've got to litigate. I've got to do all these things. And I'm just sitting here, I'm literally wallowing in evidence. This thing is a black op. There is no doubt. Now, I can't say publicly I know it's a black op, because we haven't proven that, you know, in a court of law. But my gut, and it's never been wrong, this is a black op if there ever was one.
I'm with you on that. I just wanted to let people know, just start looking at the evidence. They're saying it right on TV. So pick up a gun and try knocking something down with a 9mm, let alone a 22. A 22 is a little pea. So you would have had to hit them right in the temple.
Well, the thing is, they sat there literally like guinea pigs in a cage when you grab one and throw it in with a snake, just shaking in the corner. He'd line them up, and he'd walk by. And I mean, as he was shooting each one, no one would rush him. They would wait to be killed next. They have totally turned us into and I'm not attacking the dead people, but I mean, they are cowards, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be a coward. This is going to get you killed. Look, it's one thing, and you've got to assess it instantly. If somebody walks in and you're running a liquor store, and they're like, all right, I got a gun, put the money in the bag, and they seem calm. Now, they seem all wild. They're probably going to shoot you anyways. That happens a lot, too.
He had to have time to reload, so I don't think that story is very accurate. I think Black Ops took those kids out because they left nobody alive to tell eyewitness account. So,
I totally agree with you. At a .22, ladies and gentlemen, is illegal to hunt deer with. That's even a .22 long rifle.
Yep.
I mean, a .22, most of the time, a human skull is so thick. If you didn't shoot somebody dead on with a .22, it wouldn't even penetrate. It would graze off. And you'd get a big scalp tear.
All I can tell is everybody, we need to fight back. I'm a Christian. I read the Bible. Everything that we're doing and everything that's been going on is in the Bible. Get your spiritual life in order, but need to fight back.
I agree with you, and we're going to go to a caller in Virginia Tech. Maybe our caller yesterday, who's a 9/11 truther, who we already know, who was there on campus, gave us incredible reports, can call in as well. But Matt, maybe Matt can call in. But listen, folks, I would be 6 years old in deer stand, bored. And I would say, can I bring a .22 with me, too? And they'd be like, oh, Alex, don't be scaring the deer away. Just use your .243 and shoot deer. And I'd get bored, and I would just shoot armadillos, folks. And let me just tell you, with a .22 long rifle at 50 yards away, repeatedly I would shoot a armadillo, which has a thin compared to your skull, and it would deflect. Okay? It would deflect. Okay, that's how that works. A .22 is pathetic. Now, it's a great assassination gun out at point-blank range because it bounces around. It'll penetrate the skull, then it'll fragment, it'll push gas in. I mean, you don't even need a round with a .22. You can kill people with blanks. Did you know that? You can walk up, shoot somebody at point-blank range. It's a deadly weapon. It'll blow a chunk of their skull into their head. That's another thing the mafia would use. But if they did that, they would usually capture you, tie you up, take you a place there'd be no round, and shoot you with 4 or 5 gas rounds. And then, your brain would literally be just slurpy in there. But I don't mean to get off into the whole forensics of it and how this works. But no, the reports are now, they sat there just like at Columbine. Can you imagine? He's right there. Supposedly a few feet away now, it's coming out. And people didn't rush. Just, oh my God. Huh. I mean, even the women I've known in my life would like claw the guy's eyes out. I mean, I don't know what we're turning into. Here's the deal, though. They'd done drill after 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 drill at that school and already had a mass shooting and already had loudspeakers put up. And they'd had drill. So everyone was taught, stay where you are, submit if anything happens. They were drilled. In fact, let's talk to somebody. Paul at Virginia Tech there in Blacksburg, Virginia. Thank you for coming on, Paul.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. I just would like to, if I could have the floor for a minute or two.
No, you got the floor. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Okay. I have some facts here. First, we received the email. First time we received the email was 9:26 a.m. This all apparently started at 7:15. And it just said that a shooting incident occurred at West Danwer Johnson, which is the hall that police are on the scene and investigating. So no mention of anyone wounded or any casualties or anything like that. Next, a gunman was loose on campus at 9:50 a.m. Still no classes canceled or anything like that. And then finally, there was first a thing to stay put if you were on campus, and that was at 9.
Oh, yeah, you got to stay put. They've got the schools ready where the toddlers aren't going to be able to get out of
there. Yep.
And I mean, they're getting ready for babies. You watch, folks, and they're going to sit there in a blood pit shaking the steel doors as they die. And watch, when they do that, they're going to put even more lockdown doors in and go, no, it really works. We're going to do more of it.
Yep. And finally, at 10:16 a.m., classes were canceled. And I just want to draw a little bit of a comparison here, but I could see a 9/11 scenario where, you know, building one has been hit, everything's fine, go back to work, and then, oh, building two is coming down, you know, everything's fine, you know, we got the situation under control, go back to classes, go back to your life, and then he goes and kills 30 people.
See, they only had to, exactly, they had to have select, look, again, it's an art form to be able to study this, but there's hundreds of indicators and pieces of data that feed into it, and I can give you basically a prime summation, and you know it. Everybody instinctively knows it. Even people that I know personally who used to disagree with me were in the halls of the TV station last night going, it's the government, it's the government. I mean, I remember the day they killed Diana. I was in San Francisco shooting America Destroyed by Design, and people were just walking around in stores and coffee shops going, oh, they killed her. Charles killed her. Charles killed her. And then her diary came out saying, Charles says he's going to, you know, 10 years later, Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident, and she's dead 2 months later.
Yeah, I mean, it's at first I didn't think it was, you know, the government, but as time went on and some of the more of these facts came out, it just, something was fishy. And don't you agree, Alex?
Well, look, I didn't know what was going on. I got on air, and people started, and John, who runs the show, I don't know what title John's got. He screens the calls, which, you know, he gets the calls online. We don't really screen them. He gets audio clips ready. He runs the show. He reads the news. He's just he's a real producer. And he just popped in and said there's been a shooting. And I just went on air and I said, let me guess, a whole bunch will be dead, and there'll be a big time separation, and there'll be drills. I mean, I just know. I mean, I've seen it too many times. It's always the same. I mean, folks, let me just give you a newsflash. The most mentally ill people in the past would shoot a few people and start getting nauseous and freaking out and couldn't follow through with it. I mean, to go around and be able to shoot close to, what is it, 60-something people now total, killing 32 and 33, including himself. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
I have a question for you. Why do you think they picked Virginia Tech to do this to? I mean, we're a small campus. Well, not small, but...
You're out in the middle of nowhere.
In the city, yeah, we're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, why?
It's easily managed because all they've got to do is infiltrate a town. You need to look at the history of the police chief, the history of the head of the university. It'll all come out, but in the next few months, and then it'll be on websites, total proof, just like, look, we have total proof Columbine's an inside job. I mean, I could spend hours on it. There's websites. I've covered it. It's total proof. We have total proof that the Jewish school shooting. We have almost total proof on Larry Ashbrook and the Baptist Church in Fort Worth. We have Sirhan, that killed Bobby, just all of it. The person that shot Reagan, supposedly, the individual that shot John Lennon. I mean, and then they work for the same weird known CIA front Christian charity where they have these brainwashing camps literally in the jungles. And then each one of them comes back. One of them was the son of the head of World Vision, goes and shoots Reagan. The other guy was involved in World Vision. I mean, you cannot, in the same jungle camps, man, they go to jungle camps and they come back. Just, you cannot make this kind of stuff up.
No. I have one last fact to give you here. HB 1572, it was a bill that was just shot down in the state of Virginia, and this just happened Monday, and it's about allowed handguns on college campuses. So I thought you could just Google it.
I saw it. And again, this was a school, but thanks for telling us because I may not have seen it. This is an example because there was a big national fight, as you know, in 2005 and in 2006 over the school saying, we don't care if there's a state law saying our young men and women could have guns in their own apartments. To protect themselves, we say you can't have it, we're going to arrest you. You see, so there was a big national debate at your school.
Yeah. I mean, I could see the point of not having them in the dorms because, you know, it is a college campus and people do drink and they have a fight with their girlfriend and you don't want domestic violence.
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. We didn't have this stuff 50 years ago. I mean, people, this is incredibly rare. Something's happened to the people. That's more of a reason. Let me tell you something. My children are never going anywhere near one of these lockdown schools, whether it's, they're going to turn the universities now into mini prisons. Okay, you're going to have metal detectors, you're going to be searched, you're going to be checked. Now they're going to have it on the buses, they're going to have it at the malls. Just Google, FBI says they want metal detectors at malls. This is the new America, sir. And again, in every case, whether it's New Orleans or Columbine or this, when you need help, the police stand around ninnying for an hour and a half putting gear on, and then they all just stand around. You look at these guys. I mean, men, I used to see old black and white films of men in war and you know, cops and people. They were crazed looking, man. They had their eyes bulging out. They liked it. I mean, men, again, I'm not saying it's good to just like to go out and fight. It's good to fight when you're the good guys. That's your instinct. I mean, men used to like to you know, get it on, man. Let's go. And I guarantee you couldn't stop cops 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, that guy would have been caught. That guy would have been, let's say he got away with the first shootings and got to the second. They'd all be waiting for gunshots. When they heard him, they'd run in and kill him. That guy'd been dead so fast, it'd make your head spin.
Yeah, I mean, he had chains on the door, but why didn't they just get a ram and just break right through it and just get in there, you know?
Well, number one, they had that armored vehicle there. They're now reporting within 45 minutes. Well, what good is a SWAT team? Now, I guarantee you, cops in the old days would have seen a bulldozer or something, or would have commandeered a huge truck and rammed it down.
Yeah.
Now, you don't wait for orders for headquarters when a piece of trash is in an area blowing people's heads off.
I agree.
But then, it's not just the police. What about those students? I mean, let me ask you a question when we get back. Think about it. What would you do if a guy came in a room, you'd already been hearing shooting going on, and he told everybody to line up? I mean, I want to ask all of you this, but I want to ask you, a student that was there. I mean, it's not some courage issue. If somebody's coming down on you, you better fight them. I mean, I don't know how you can control yourself not to.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, major breaking news going up on JonesReport.com. It's a 99% match. I looked at the bone structure. It's got to be him, or it's a family member. The shooter, we have listeners sent us a bonanza on a university chat board with this guy, with his family, and everybody else. We believe it's him. We need to get it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. But the key is the chat information. There's chat about the information. And there's some guys making some scary-looking faces on some of these photographs as well. We do not know if it is him. We are going, you know, we cannot say it's him. I believe it is. And those will be up on JonesReport.com in the next 10 minutes. We just got these in. These just came in. There's only one photo of this Yahoo, some student ID photo. And we got a lot of listeners there at Virginia Tech. That'll be up on JonesReport.com in the next few minutes. Let's go ahead and go back to Paul at Virginia Tech, a student there. Did you ever run into the reported shooter?
No, but, you know, Alex, I really am going to try to find out whether this guy was really a student or not. If anyone that I know had seen him before and, you know, confirmed that it was a student and not just a plant here that was, you know, here to carry out this tragic.
Boy, he looks military. The guy I just saw looks military. It's Chao Seung Hee, or Hugh, and a 23-year-old resident alien in the United States. It's him with his family. It's him with his sister, somebody getting married. We've got, thank you to the listener that sent us this. This is a Virginia Tech student. I had no idea. How many listeners do I have at that university?
I really don't know, but I do. I have seen some people with the 9/11 Truth Movement T-shirt, Loose Chains T-shirt.
I mean, so, I'm not kidding. I haven't counted it up. I probably had 20 separate email addresses email me who are students,
yeah,
and people calling in and people that live on campus. So it's really great that we have people in every community.
Well, I mean, we might actually be located in the middle of nowhere, but we have a lot of people here from all over the country, a lot of people from D.C., and they could be pretty opinionated.
Anything else we need to know about?
Alex, this isn't a fact, but I heard this word of mouth from some people, and apparently he went in there, told them that if they were to cooperate, lined them up and told them if they were to cooperate that he was going to let them go. And
yeah, they always do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
With some. Yeah.
I mean, I thought about your question, and you might as well go down fighting because he's probably going to kill you anyway.
Absolutely. I couldn't control myself, and
no.
I've actually had somebody pull a gun and a knife on me. One time, I don't want to get into stories. Actually, I've had knives several times. I don't know how I survived or why it was so rough, the people I ended up running with and the stuff I experienced growing up. I'm just glad I live in Austin. It's not all rough and tumble like that. But it's an instinct. Somebody pulls something on you, you take it away from them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just got this part of my brain that just attacks. Listen, good to have you call in. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
Please call us if anything else develops. In fact, give him the hotline number, please, John. And please don't give that number to anybody else because people keep calling us on it and we can't use it as a hotline. More students at Virginia Tech or more people, the faculty, others that live on campus, 1-800-259-9231. I haven't even gotten into all the news on this yet, analyzed it, broken it down. I'm getting into my stride here, my second wind. We'll do that. Huge breaking news, thanks to a Virginia Tech student who has sent us dozens of photos of what appears, and I've looked at the bone structure, it's either him or his brother. This individual looks a year or two older than the mugshot, but it's him. I know it's him. We have him.
order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.